So you look at verse 1 of chapter 8 in Romans. Let's see if there's something there we've been missing, right? There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. But God has done what the law, weakened by flesh, could not do by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. God's wrath towards sinful humanity and sin itself has already been poured out on Jesus instead of us. Did you know that the Bible teaches that? Could you be relieved if something was falling on you, falling on you, falling on you, and then something came and deflected it so it didn't fall on you and it fell over there? It fell over there on that cross instead of on you. In Isaiah chapter 53, we read in the prophecies about the Messiah, yet, and this is verse 10 of chapter 53 of Isaiah, yet it was the will of God, it was the will of the Lord to crush him. He has put him to grief. When his soul makes an offering for guilt, he shall see his offspring. Isaiah 53, verse 10. Have you considered the cross of Christ? And now back in Romans, in chapter 8, verse 4, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk, not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. You, Christians, it is presumed that you walk according to the Spirit and not according to the flesh. If you find yourself walking according to the flesh, are you walking in Christian faith, or have you gotten lost a bit? If you do not walk according to the Spirit, and if you're always calculating the chessboard according to the flesh, are you in the Spirit? Do you have the Spirit of God in you guiding you to follow God? Because this is the presumption of Paul when he says, you walk according to the Spirit. Look at verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit set their minds on things of the Spirit. It's simple. It's an easy principle. You've heard this kind of stuff before. Galatians chapter 5, verse 15 says, but I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the needs of the flesh, the desires of the flesh. John chapter 3, verse 3, Jesus says to Nicodemus, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is the place where everybody obeys God, who is led by and following the Spirit, and the Spirit presiding over God's kingdom. Unless you're born of the Spirit, you cannot see the kingdom of God. He continues and he says, that which is born of flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. And then he finishes, and I think this is the least quoted scripture. People love John 3:16, but they don't often look at John 3:17, and it says, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Isn't that good news? Isn't that the love of God? There is, therefore, now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Have you considered the cross of Christ?